Kilo Bravo 7, Oscar Munich Delta, monitoring.
Hey, CMH Mobile.
Good morning, Greg.
Jeff, what you got going on today?
Just trying to make it through another day. It is what it is, you know. I don't know. The sun's shining. All I can say, I guess. How about yourself?
I'm not going to say a whole lot, because today, at 8 a.m., I was under the impression that today would be kind of a chill day, and then the work phone went off, and it was a MOS alert, so now I'm headed to Leelanau County Dispatch.
Uh-oh. Well, hopefully it works out for you. Going to Indiana, going to Kendallville. Change my dispatch. I was supposed to drop, pick up an empty here and go to Kalamazoo and pick up a load going to Burton, but I think that one got canceled, so I'm going to drop a hook here in Kendallville, go back to Midland. Should be an okay day.
I was down that way over the weekend. I went down to Bloomington Friday, came back yesterday. Went to go visit the sibling at IU, but that was fun. And made a special stop at Micro Center, and I may have made a purchase that was slightly expensive, but well worth it.
Oh, man. Oh, there you go. Where's the Micro Center at down here?
It's in Indianapolis. And we were almost going to skip it. The traffic down there on the way down was pretty horrible. It was almost on par with Chicago, and that's pretty bad. But we ended up going, so I got some parts to upgrade the PC at home because it was getting a bit old. So now the old parts get to go down the chain to either other sibling or friends that need it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, one way to do it, I guess. What'd you do, buy a brand new top of the line motherboard?
Yeah, two new top of the line motherboard, or pretty close to anyway. Pretty much it is, yeah. It's I went over to AMD instead of Intel now, so I've got a Ryzen 7 7800X3D, and then whatever the ARS ASUS port, E650 port is, the one that's got the Wi-Fi. It was not a cheap port. It was like a whole bundle. You could get the processor, RAM, and motherboard for like $150 off, which was kind of awesome. Couldn't really pass up that deal.
Well, there you go. Cool for you and for whoever gets your hand-me-down.
It's kind of a cycle. And then the old parts that, you know, make it to the end of the hand-me-down chain usually come back to me, and then, I don't know, I usually find some use for them. So, anyways, but yeah, that was the weekend happenings. And today I get to figure out why there's a red X on a console, and then I go back to the shop, program a bunch of radios, and work on a station alerting system, and then tomorrow I get to go over to Rogers City. Well, first the Far Crest deal, just south of Rogers City, and then to Rogers City proper to drop off their consulate that got bricked. plug that all back in, and then I think that'll be it for the day, because that'll be a 3-hour drive back.
There you go. Got break. Sounds like there's a story behind that one.
Yeah, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes it happens, I guess. Anyway, we got 52 degrees here. Sun's a shining, so gonna warm her up a bit. Boy, it was a chilly one Friday night, Saturday morning. Holy cow! That's a leak change in temperature there. That's for sure.
Yeah, we left Friday morning, and I was very surprised by how cold it was. I had to bring out the winter coat. By the time we got to Bloomington, it was 85 degrees. It was definitely different.
Yeah, what's that, about a 5-hour ride?
Well, once you factor in a couple stops, it's about 7 hours, 7.5 hours.
A little farther than I was thinking. Yeah, that's a ride. Probably what, been on 31 to 131 or what? 31 to 96 to 131.
Yeah, well, from here it's 131 down, hop off on to 196, and then 196 to 31. And pretty much the rest of the car, you take 31 all the way down to Indianapolis, and you hop on 465 or something like that.
They had a bunch of static in there with you, so I kind of got the gist of it. Yup. Fun.
Alright, that might be a little better. We switched the meters.
Yeah, it's a bit better, yep.
I was still hearing the Munson machine full scale, and they must have that exhaust fan on again. So, anyway, I am, just south of Sutton Bay proper. I got to head on the M204 still, and then I'll be right at where I got to be. So I still got probably another 10 minutes.
It's kind of what it sounded like, static, like electrical static. Probably what it was in the exhaust fan. I just hopped off on 6 here off in 69. Going west now.
Ah, you're over there. Okay. Cool. Well, I'm hoping that we get some proper colors by the weekend. I'm already seeing some decent color, but there's still quite a bit of green. A little bit of yellow and some red and orange. Rolling into Sutton's Bay here. But I think the group is going to be going up to Tunnel of Trees. The front group, anyway. Going to go up to the Tunnel of Trees and cruise through the yearly thing.
Yeah, he ran up 31 there last week. There was a lot of green going up that way. I was surprised how green it was yet. There wasn't any color up north of Muskegon there. But I think that's changing quick with the cold weather that come through. There's some color down here, not too much here in the woods I'm looking at, but you can see the change in it. Not a lot of brilliant colors, though, yet.
Yep. Anyway, oh, they got roads closed here. Something they got going on here. Oh, I'm driving by. It used to be a Radio Shack, and that was the last That was the last radio shack to exist up this way. I think there's still one in Charlotte. That might be one of the last remaining in the state.
Yeah. I spent a few hours in the radio shack. Thing from the past, that's for sure. It spawned a lot of minds to do electronic stuff.
Yep. That was the place. And then they tried to sell phones, and that didn't really go too well for them, and they, they were running out of things to sell, and then they went away, so, anyway. There you go. All right, Jeff, I'm going to let you go here. I'm not too far from my destination, and I got to make a phone call to the customer to let them know I'm just about there, so. Well, say 73, KBWR and 8 GMH mobile.
Yeah, have a good day. Hopefully it's an easy fix for you. Chat later. KBWR mobile.
KBWR monitoring.
BPM testing. KF8 BPM clear.
Was that a Larry?
That's affirmative. I'm taking my HT on the road, doing some deer scouting, and thought I'd see if I could hit the tower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're full climbing. I just jumped in the truck on my way to a noon meeting. Nice, pretty day today. Doesn't really feel like fall yet, but it's kind of coming. KF8 BPM from W8RPM. I'm just got from here to the golf club.
Very cool. I've got to do some final grass mowing and get it down to winter height when I get back from deer scouting, so I'll be busy myself. KF8 BPM.
I wonder, you're obviously in repeater range. Are you hunting private land or public land?
I strictly hunt public property. I sit my butt against the bottom of a tree with a crossbow. My days of climbing up into the branches are long gone.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, I have a couple of suggestions for you for another medium. I don't know how long you've been hunting the same spot or how successful you've been, but I do have a couple of public spots that I probably will not avail myself of. My other half, who was all hopped up about going deer hunting a couple of years ago to the point of where she got a 308 with a scope as a Christmas gift. But we'll have to talk in person. All right, I'm up pulling in the lot. Be safe out there. Your HT works just fine and will for a pretty good radius. I can show you a coverage map of the of that tower, of the Stutz Tower. I'm sorry, the Hack Tower, if you don't see it. But you're absolutely full quieting. You could probably put your HT on low power and still be good. All right, talk soon. KF8 BPM, W8RPM. Yeah.
KF8 BPM clear.
AV7 OLD monitoring. AV7 OLD monitoring. AV8 FTW, portable mobile. Eagle Echo 8, Fox Julie with the monitoring, portable mobile. Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, monitoring portable. KE8FJW, monitoring.
Alright, that's it for me. I'm going to turn it over to the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is KHGTC. Take it away, Cherryland Amateur Radio Club.
Hey, Glenn, don't run quite yet. KHGTC from KHWFUK.
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, repeat the time and location, nature of the training net so I can repeat it to the net tonight.
This will be the simulated emergency test. It'll be that Saturday. It'll be starting at 8 a.m. We'll conclude by noon, and that's going to be at my office and 5123 North Royal Drive.
Okay. Thanks for repeating that. All right. Good evening, everyone. We will be with the WATCM Monday evening hour. Welcome one and all. This net is an activity of the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. My name is Pete, and the call is K8WQK, Kilo 8 Whiskey, Quebec Kilo, and I'll be your control operator tonight. We will be using the W8TCM repeater on 146.860 in Traverse City, plus other repeaters may be linked in for the duration of this net. The purpose of this net is to test our radios, but more importantly, to enjoy our hobby. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcomed and encouraged to participate. You do not need to be a club member to join in. At this point, I'm just going to pause briefly and see if there's any priority traffic. Okay. Hearing none, I'll start, do my best here with the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club news and announcement. I know them. Of course, tomorrow morning is the highlight of our week. Breakfast with hams at 9 a.m. at the J&S Hamburg Restaurant on South Airport near the intersection of Garfield. Come one, come all. Again, you do not have to be a club member. It's just it's a hour to hour and a half social time, and we have breakfast and coffee together. And then tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening, about 7 p.m. is project night. If you need more information on that, you can consult the CARC webpage for details and directions. Again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, project night. I do believe on Wednesday at 8 p.m. is the District 7 AUXCOM net on this repeater and others. And then, as we just heard Glenn say, Saturday morning, the T-Birds group is going to pull off a simulated test. This will be, again, at 8 a.m. at Glenn's office on Royal Drive. It will be done by noon. And then, Sunday morning, as in every Sunday morning, it's the Sunday morning amateur radio social hour, the SmashNet, on 3.935. Are there any additions or corrections? Come now. Okay. Hearing none, we'll begin with our mesh net. We try to make this a directed net, so I ask that you check in one at a time and wait for an acknowledgement, and then I'll ask for the next check-in. We'll check in three groups, first being short-time users, second group being those coming in via EchoLink or All-Star, and the third group will be everybody else. Please state your call sign slowly and preferably phonetically, along with your first name. Go ahead for our first short time check-in.
Mike, Kilo, Delta, 8, Romeo, Echo, Hotel.
Okay, we got Mike on the list. Do we have another short time check-in?
John, Whiskey Baker, 8, Whiskey India, Victoria, Cadillac, short test.
Very good. Short time, Tom. We got you. Do we have another short time check-in? Okay, hearing none, we'll get to you two first. Being as you have other places to be, it sounds like perhaps getting to bed so you can get up early. Go ahead, Mike. 88REH from WATCM.
88ATCM, KDREH. Thanks for taking the map there, Pete. And not a whole lot else new going on. I'm going to try this this Sunday there to try to bury some conduit out to the HF antenna finally. We'll pick that up tomorrow and see if I can get that done. But other than that, not much else, and we'll pass it back over to you.
Okay, thanks for stopping by, Mike, and we wish you good luck there Sunday with the antenna project. Okay, Tom, WBAWIV from WAGCM. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Pete, thanks for taking me that. I hope my signal's okay tonight, WBAWIV. Well, I'm short time because I'm going to be going to bed shortly here. However, Joe and I are coming to breakfast with Ham. You also should see 88ULW and his wife. They are planning to come up. So there was a change of venue for tomorrow. The job that I had was canceled. So we're coming up for breakfast with Ham. Had a good day today. I worked today. I'm fired. So, like I said, I'm going to wrap it up here quickly, and I'm going to bed early. So I get up. Everything's going on pretty well. Working on my son's rig, W7CBW. I think I solved the problem with the 850-70. I got a brand new mic for it, and it looks like it's working. Anyway, everybody, have a good evening. Thanks again, Pete, for taking the net and getting me in short time. Back to you, WBAWIV. Good evening.
Always nice to hear from you, Tom, and we will look forward to seeing you at breakfast in the morning. The more the merrier, so sounds good. Do we have any other folks that are time constrained and would like to check in now? Okay, hearing none, I think we're going to move along to the next group, which is usually our EppleLink and All-Star users. And sometimes there's a bit of a delay, so we'll try to be patient here. Do we have anybody like to check in via All-Star or EchoLink? Come now.
November 8, Echo X-Ray, Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, good to hear your voice. Do we have any other alternate check-ins? Anybody else on All-Star or EchoLink that would like to check in? Okay, well, we'll move along, and we will take general check-ins at this time. Again, appreciate if you check in one at a time and wait for me to acknowledge you. If you can, give your call sign phonetically. It just helps me get it right the first or second time. So come now, our first regular check-in, please.
K8WPE, Whiskey Papa Echo.
WPE, gotcha. Next check-in, please.
This is Kevin Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf Yankee, KF8, AGY.
Very good, Kevin, and good evening to you. Next check-in, please.
DNA, Josh, Sawaka.
Bravo, Zulu.
Okay, have a double. We had John, a VNA, and then with the other check-in, come back, please.
Here goes John blowing me out again. This is Tony, Kilo Echo 8-0, Bravo Zulu.
Very good. We've got John and Tony. Do we have another check-in for the WATCM Monday Evening Social Hour? Come now.
Joe, NAHCN.
Very nice to hear you, Joe. Good evening. Okay, next check-in, please. Okay. Sounds like it might be a short list tonight, but that's okay. We'll take a break or a pause in a little bit and ask for more check-ins. I do not have a topic for tonight, but I do have a tad bit of news to share. For those of you that are Detroit sports fans, the Tigers pulled off a victory at, late in the ninth inning. And so they are tied up 1-1 on the playoffs right now with the Cleveland Guardians. They'll play Wednesday afternoon or evening in Detroit. So stand by for more drama. Okay, we're going to start with our list. Jeff, N-A-E-X, go ahead from WATCM. Dave, you're on deck.
Well, good afternoon or evening there, Pete and everyone else. Hope everyone's doing well. This is Jeff up in Seward, Alaska. It is 45 degrees. Cloudy, a little bit of drizzle. It's going to kind of be a gloomy week. I think dreary is what the National Weather Service put on the description for the header on the forecast. And things are going well. Mom's visiting from Traverse City, and after a few weeks, and so getting a break from the hot weather up here. And wife's about to have surgery, so it's taking a little time. And we are right near the end of my master's program, so I'm kind of happy about that. Get that wrapped up and done. And I'm just starting to cook dinner here. And that, we had a little excitement with the our division elections for the ARRL. The incumbent got declared winner by the disqualification of the challenger by the Ethics Committee, so that's been a very hot topic around here, and our club meeting this Saturday was pretty well discussed in that. Other than that, it's just doing some operating, and there are some projects going with Moosehorn, the club over in Kenai in the borough, and over Spark over at Homer, maybe combining to do a borough-wide interlink on our some of our repeaters. So looking forward to see how that goes. And I have a 6-liter crossband project going, so that's the other thing. But nothing else here to report. I'll turn back to Net Control. Everyone take care, and ADX.
Jeff, always a joy to have you check into our net. I'm glad that master's program is getting near the end for you, and we'll congratulate you in advance for pulling that off. But it's a lot of hard work. Way to go, Jeff. All right, Dave, K8WPE from WATCM, and Kevin, AGY, you're on deck.
Well, good evening, everybody. K8WPE, Dave here, and good to hear from Jeff and find out that the weather up there is probably just as good, if not better, than the weather we're down here. But we got back from Oklahoma and Illinois and had 10 days of weather in the 80s and higher, and some sunny skies. It was almost boring until we came back to Michigan, and then got north of Grand Rapids, and it clouded up and even sprinkled. So just doing stuff around here, getting ready for the winter, you know, putting things away, and trimming shrubs and flowers, cutting them back, and picking up 10,000 acorns and collecting them for a friend to use for deer feed. So have plenty of those. Any volunteers that want to come help me pick them up, I'm always welcome to have the companionship. But hope I get a little time for ham radio once I get all this stuff done. So back to you. Pete, good night tonight. Even though we're small, it's quality. WATCM, K8WPE.
Okay, Dave. Busy out picking up those acorns. Good for you, and I'm glad you have safe travels and are glad to be back home. All right, KF8ADY, it's your turn, Kevin. John VNY, you're on deck. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, this is Kevin, KF8ADY, over on Spider Lake. Had a good opportunity yesterday to work with Scott over at the POTA activity at Traverse City State Park. And although we didn't make POTA activation, we did kind of go off and do some, because Scott was there as extra and it was a club activity, I was able to operate under the WATCM umbrella. And actually with my new G90 rig and the Go Box I've been working on all week. Great. was able to get it out there, get set up with the fishing pole vertical, and actually made a contact to Governor's Island over in New York, about 870 miles away, and that was pretty exciting. So, I'm hooked. Anyway, that was the highlight of my week, and Pete, it's good to have you on the net tonight. It's good to hear from you again. And at this point, I don't have anything else to share, so I'm going to send it back to you, Net Control, W-H-A-B-Y. Over.
Well, thank you for that, Kevin. KF8ADY from WATCM. It sounds like you had fun with the activation there, and that's, there you go. We got you hooked. You're having fun with your radio. And, yeah, the bands were friendly yesterday. I got on for maybe an hour yesterday afternoon, middle of the afternoon, and, yeah, I found 20 and 40 to be wide open. I made a couple of POTA contacts, too. So, there you go. John, go ahead, your turn. And Tony, SBZ, you're on deck.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. This is K-8-V-N-A. My name is John, and I'm enjoying listening to the net tonight. I'm taking notes and practicing copying call signs, so when I take the net again, I'll have that much more experience. So, also, Tony, I'm amused that I blew you out of the water with a Bofang radio, handheld radio. So that was kind of interesting, but I'm back downstairs to 25 watts, so hopefully I'm doing okay on the net here tonight. Last week, I missed communication with Amity, if I'm missing his pronunciation. I think his call sign is K-E-8-Z-O-Y. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but anyways, you're on my radar. I got notes to hopefully make contact with you again on my next net control. Pete, thanks a lot for taking the net. I enjoy it a lot. It's fun listening to the conversations. And we'll talk to you another time. K8VNA, back to net control.
Yeah, K8VNA, yep, good time. It's hopefully had by all here. Yep, I enjoy this also. All right, K8SBZ, Tony, you're up. And Joe, you're on deck. Go ahead, Tony.
Pete, it is absolutely great to hear you back on the radio. Missed you being around, and nice to hear that voice out here. Thanks for taking the net tonight. Tom, we're going to wish you sweet dreams tonight. Getting to bed kind of early there. Dave, you and your acorns over there, I got a thing that picks up acorns. If you want to borrow it from me, you're welcome to it. I got a million of them over here, but I'm not going to be doing any yard work for a while, so just let me know. From what I understand, when things get bad, you can make certain things out of acorns that are edible for human beings and not squirrels. So that sounds kind of cool. Let me break here for a second. I really miss getting together with you guys at breakfast, and I've had a couple of issues the last few weeks. My current biggest issue is that my truck is dead. Put a new battery in it last Thursday. By Saturday, it was dead again, and it's sitting out in my garage, dead. Got the charger on it, and I don't know, there's some kind of weird procedure you got to go through when you put a new battery in these vehicles, and I don't know if that's a problem or not, but it's probably going into service after I can get it running again. And with that, the hurricane 8 days ago, 10 days ago, whatever it was, my son and his family were right down there in St. Petersburg and went through all that mess they had down there. And guess what? They're in the bullseye again. So this time around, they're getting out of Dodge. It was absolute gridlock this afternoon trying to get to the Tampa airport. All the highways were just clogged up. It took hours to get there. And my son got out with the three-year-old, and tomorrow morning, hopefully at 6 a.m., my daughter-in-law will be able to catch a flight. She's got to go to a different town, but sure hope she can catch it. it's probably not going to be a good place to be the next couple of days. So with that, I'm going to pass it back to Nick. Hope everybody has a nice evening. And this is D8SBZ, turning it back over to WATCM. Good evening.
Well, Tony, thanks for stopping by. It sounds like you're not going to share coffee with us in the morning, but if you need some help with that that battery, that truck, give a holler, Tony. Don't want to see you stranded there at the house. So, yep, and we'll be thinking about your family and saying prayers for them and everybody else down there. All I can say is I'm glad I'm not there. So there you are. And that brings us to... Joe, we saved the best for last. The NHCN from WATCM. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, thanks, Pete. Thanks for taking that. And by that measure, there's got to be somebody after me that's got to be out there lurking who can check in. Because, that's got to be metric. I think I'm SAE. Anyway, good evening. I checked in while I was folding laundry in a quiet living room, and minutes later, there was a piano concert happening, two people screaming about a doll, and someone demanding dessert. And so I vacated to the front porch for my transmission. So although it looks like the fervor in there is dying down a little bit, that's the environmental chaos that I currently find myself around or near. So I'm operating on emergency power tonight for that reason. But, trying to get away from the local QRM. But speaking of emergency communications, that doesn't sound... I caught the forecast and some overview maps of trajectories this afternoon, and my heart sank a little bit because, those of you who know where I work, we've been taking a lot of calls. There's a lot of... A lot of loss reported, so I think we're taking care of people, but nobody needs a second round this quick, I don't think. So I don't know if anybody's in a capacity to help out in any way. I'm going to try to do what I can remotely, but I'll buckle up and hope everybody stays safe. I know a couple people here locally that delayed their plans to migrate south for the season, and it sounds like they are going to be delaying them even further. And I can't say I don't think that's wise. So, anyway, Pete, thanks for taking the net tonight. We'll turn it back to you. WATCM the net. NHCM.
Yeah, Joe, and we'll be thinking about those folks. And Joe, always good to hear you. All right, let me take a break here. Do we have anybody else that would like to check into the Monday evening social hour? Come now, please.
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Kevin. This is Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-ray, Quebec.
Okay, got Kevin and Brad. Anybody else like to check in?
Whiskey Charlie 9 India, Dave.
Good evening, Dave. Okay, well, we're working on the list here. Anybody else that would like to join in tonight? Okay, we'll go to Kevin. Good, Kevin, I was kind of hoping you'd stop by one more time. TV9, WWU, go ahead. And Brad, N8JXQ, you're on deck.
Hey, thanks, Dave, for taking my net tonight. WATCM. This is Kilo Delta 9 and Whiskey Uniform. Yeah, we're just finishing up this week for closing up on Thursday, Friday. And we're going to take down the Northern QTH here on Wednesday afternoon. I'm not looking forward to that, but it's a necessary evil. So we'll see everybody at breakfast tomorrow. And... also, still keep in contact over the season over on Echolink. So, this is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Okay, Kevin, and thank you for stopping by. That was good. Brad, you're up, and WC9, Dave, you're on deck.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is NAKXQ, and it's good to be here. I'm mobile right now, and just left Quality Farm and Fleet when I went over to get some rope for the riveting project. So I don't have any real news tonight, but I will be at breakfast in the morning. Back to net control.
Okay, Grant. Well, good. I look forward to seeing you, and good luck on that scouting project. All right. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, good afternoon. Call here is Whiskey Charlie 9 India, Dave, and we are near Roll, Arizona, where we are about 20 minutes till 6. So we're still in the afternoon here. We are still in the heat. It hit 115 today, so we have about another week of in the hundreds, and it finally drops down in the 90s. So we are sure looking forward to that. So I was just listening to the net, thought I would check in. So that's about it. WC9I.
Yeah, WC9I, yeah, okay. Well, you've been a blast with some warm weather. Hopefully you'll soon be blessed with something a little bit cooler. There you go. All right, I'll ask one more time. Do we have anybody else that would like to join our group tonight? Go ahead and state your name and call sign now. Well, I heard some static there, but no voice. I'll pause once again. Is there someone that would like to check into our net tonight?
Yeah, this is Mark out here in Williamsburg at AWMG.
Okay, Mark. It's your turn. NAWMG. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on. I think it was the early summer, and things have quieted down a little bit, but all is well out here on Broomhead Road out in Williamsburg, and just heard everybody out there, and I just thought I'd just touch base. So nothing really to report, but nice to hear everybody on the net, and we'll send it back to net control. NAWMG.
All right, Mark, and it's good to have you stop by, and you're welcome to do so any Monday night that you can, you have the time to sit and visit with us. So very good. All right, with that, we're going to close down the net. I do want to make a couple of reminders. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., is breakfast with hams as usual at the JNS Hamburg on South Airport. But come join us for coffee and breakfast if you'd like. And then Saturday morning is the T-Bars group is holding a simulated test at 8 a.m. On Royal Drive at Glenn's office. And with that, I'm going to close down the net and thank everybody for joining. This is WATCM. Good evening, everyone.